Sheriff Wilburn's little posse had rode off towards their homes. The two bear killers who'd been riding sentry turned and moved the horses back towards the others. The men who had served as diggers had saddled their mounts and formed up in a column of twos. One at the rear led a pack horse with their picks and shovels.
Got him well trained. How many men?
Signe Larson looked at him in the act of putting on her helmet, then settled it and clipped on a chin cuff.
Well, the troopers do you have?
We've got around 100 adults now. Carefully picked, not all of them have the heft or the inclination for a stand-up fight or to go along when we ride out like this, but things being the way they are, I try to give everyone some weapons training, including even utterly hopeless cases like Jane Waters and Rothman. But let's not talk about that now. You may not plan on having the fight at home, but...
Yeah, the other guy sometimes has plans of his own, dirty dog. I can see why you wanted all your people to know how.
Your Kate Clark would probably have wanted to know how yesterday morning, for example.
Signe dropped back into the column. Wilburn winced a little and looked at the horses, changing the subject.
All well mounted, too.
We've done this and that here and there, helping people out with jobs or problems. And liberated some stock left wandering, or plain looted it from people who tried to attack us or cheat us. Plus, there's no better judge of horse flesh in the world than Will, with Angelica a close second. We take payment in tools, food, and animals, mostly. Luckily, this part of the country isn't short of livestock, and as I said, we've got a really good horse trainer.
Wilburn didn't seem concerned to be alone among armed strangers. That made him stupid, suicidal, or brave. And Hovel thought he was probably the latter. He was also keeping his eyes open.
All this weird old-timey knights and armor gear still looks funny to me. I mean, I have problems taking it seriously.
Hovel shrugged and drew his puko. He handed it to Wilburn, who tested the edge automatically, raised his brows in respect, and handed it back. Hovel pressed the blade to his mail-clad body and then ripped it down from shoulder to waist, just beside the diagonal line of the bandolier that held his quiver. The steel cut a bright line along the little interlinked rings.
Point taken.
I know up in my head that guns don't work anymore, but there are times when...
He patted the vintage saber at his saddle bow.
This doesn't seem real. Plus, there's no time to learn how to use it properly. Some of our people have been sewing washers or pieces of metal on coats and dusters, or making jackets of boiled steer hide. A lot of Ironrod's men use scales fastened to canvas backing, too, recently.
I've seen gear like that. A lot of it in Portland, to be precise. It's heavier and less flexible than chainmail, though. We can sell you some armor, and more importantly, we can take some of your people through the whole process of making it.